And a little rain in the forecast means that Larry Weber is a happy man. Today's Backyard Almanac is made possible in part by Ralph Eye Care Specialists, located at 4413 Air Base Road in Hermantown, online at ralpheyecare.com. Ralph Eye Care Specialists, vision for the future. Larry Weber, how are you managing? The sun is shining. The temperatures are warm and pleasant. Their rain is a couple of days off. I'm guessing that you're probably just miserable.
No, this is outstanding. You know, I try to accept any kind of weather just as it is. But just absolutely beautiful days. This is the kind of days we think of that May is going to have to offer. Slightly above normal in temperature, but not that much, and certainly not that hot. It's been very, very interesting. Since we last spoke, it's hard to believe that since we last spoke, there was some snow flurries. Where I was on Saturday morning, I noticed not only snow had built up, a little bit of snow had built up on cars, but also on grass at some different sites. So it's hard to believe that as less than a week ago. We also had a near record low of 28 degrees one day this week. That was only 2 degrees above the record for that date. It's kind of interesting because just a few weeks before that, on May 6th, we had a record high. That high temperature of 92 was about 20 degrees warmer than any other day of this month so far. And overall, statistic-wise, we are a little bit cooler than normal. But overall, it's really been a cool month. It's really been a neat month. Precipitation, you mentioned about the rain, we could use a little bit more. Precipitation, we're only about half of what we normally get for May. And, yeah, it would be nice to have some more. This is the time to get out and look at the migrants. We have migrating birds coming through. They are just amazing. There's a new story. I was going to say there's a new story every day, but it's almost like it's a new story every hour. They're just incredible. The ones we think about the most are the warblers, and warblers are small birds, and they're pretty hard to, they don't sit still. They keep moving and so forth. A little bit hard to see them. Anybody trying to learn all the warblers, it can be a little frustrating. But this is the time to do it because there's plenty of them there, and the leaves are not fully out yet, and so therefore they show up. And I had one day this week where I saw 14 kinds of warblers, most of which was right there in my own yard because they will often just come to us as they're migrating through at this time. But warblers are not the only ones. This has also been a good week for vireos. Vireo, the word vireo is one reason why some people think that these are weird or unusual birds. They're not at all. They're very common. But the word vireo is one of the few cases where we use the Latin name for the bird. It essentially means greenish, and most of these birds, the vireos, and there are several kinds of them, have kind of a greenish olive back. They're really not that colorful. And I had a chance to see no less than three migrants in 3 days in a row. One of them was the yellow-throated vireo, which is mostly a southern bird, but they make it this far north. Then there was the red-eyed vireo, which is the one that's extremely common and pretty much sings throughout the summer. And then there was this morning out on a little walk, I saw the warbling vireo, a kind of a grayish bird, but it has a real long, a churning kind of song, and that's why it's called the warbling vireo. If that's not enough, this week was also a great time to see rosebreast grosbeaks. They come back and they sing real big. They have this big pinkish bib under their throat. Beautiful bird, and they sing real big when they come back. Baltimore Oriole, I've been seeing those every day. So once again, another very colorful bird singing real loud. If that wasn't enough, yesterday I saw scarlet tanager. You know, we have this bird in the swamps called the red-winged blackbird. Well, the scarlet tanager is just the opposite. It's the black-winged redbird, and they're beautiful, and they sing a song quite a bit like a robin. But many people find it hard to believe that such a bright-colored bird would live in the North Country, but yes, it does. They tend to stay pretty high in trees, but when they're around, we will notice them. If that wasn't enough, I also saw catbird, a great crested flycatcher, least flycatcher, ruby-throated hummingbird came to our Fort Cynthia, and wood thrush is singing in the woods. And so, wow, there has just been a tremendous amount of migration, and it continues. There's always going to be more to see. If that wasn't enough, there's a news in another sort. I had mentioned before about the first dragonfly of the season. The green darner dragonflies are also migratory, and they're the first ones to show up every year. And I've never had an exception. They always show up in April. They're migratory. Well, this week I saw another kind of dragonfly, which tells me that the ones that were living in the water all winter are now coming up, and they're emerging as well. So we're going to see plenty of dragonflies, and we're going to be glad to see plenty of dragonflies, because another insect that showed up this week is the mosquito. I kept talking about how they're on their way. Well, they found me the other night when I was sitting out at dusk, and we're going to be very glad that some dragonflies are here. Not yet time for the monarch butterflies, but pretty soon. Last year, I didn't see a monarch butterfly until June, but there have been years where I have seen them around the earliest as the 20th to the 25th of May, so certainly a possibility. The other thing of note, Jay Cook State Park still stands out as a terrific place to see spring wildflowers. I was out there a couple days ago, and the carpets of the spring beauties were still outstandingly beautiful. Pink, yellow, and trout lilies were still doing great, and they were joined by the large flower, Trillium. They're just excellent right now. Big white flowers. And if that's not enough, keep looking, and you can probably find another dozen species of flowers. The leaves have not entirely come out on the trees above, therefore there's enough sunlight and the flowers are doing well, but they're going to fade. They'll be faded probably within a week. And their place will be taken by another whole group of wildflowers that are shade tolerant. And next time you'll probably hear me talk about flowers such as Jack in the Pulpit and Baneberry and Wild Lily of the Valley, and Clintonia, and Starflower. These are all flowers that are more shade-tolerant, and they take the place. They come in a little bit later. So, wow, tremendous going on there. And then the blossoms in the trees. Right now, it's easy. I'm in northwest Wisconsin right now, and when I drove over here yesterday along Highway 2, there was the blossoms of the Juneberry along the side of the road, just constantly. This is one of the small trees that has white blossoms right now. So do plums, so do pin cherries, and now elderberry has started, and crab apples have started. And I even saw some lilac blooming this week. So, yeah, Lisa, I think it's a good idea when you're off work to get out and take a look, and I suggest you pass on the word. So it's a wonderful time right now to see all this migrant and all this movement and all this growth. So, yeah, take care.
Well, Larry, I got a couple things that I got to let you know. First of all, I think I'm going to peregrinate over to Jay Cook over the weekend and see if I can get
wonderful
some photographs of some of those flowers. So that means
mm-hmm.
I'm warning you in advance that you're going to end up with a bunch of photographs from me or a phone call. You have to identify all these flowers for me.
Lisa, could I see those photographs you're going to take?
Yes, of course you'll see them. Poor Larry, it never fails. I take pictures of things and send them to Larry. And the second thing I want to let you know, in case you want to peregrinate this way, is on Tuesday at noon here on campus, we're having a public celebration party anniversary hoo-ha for Laura Erickson, 30 years of For the Birds. You're invited. And this morning she talked about yellow-throated vireos.
Hey, terrific. Oh, my gosh, you know what? I don't think the two of us are psychic, but I think what happened was she saw the same thing I did.
It's very possible.
Talking about.
So just wanted to let you know you're invited to the party, so come on over. Everybody's invited.
And this is noon on Tuesday?
This is noon on Tuesday. Be there or be square, Larry.
Well, you know, I'm retired, so I have to rearrange all of my appointments I have that day to make it work out, but I think I can do it.
Thanks, Larry. We'll talk to you soon. Larry Weber this morning. He is our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on 103.3 KUMD.